This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. North Korea fired an unidentified projectile toward the sea off its east coast today, less than 2 weeks after it tested a new railway-borne missile system, according to South Korea's military. Earlier this month, September the 15th, North Korea fired a new railway-borne missile system designated as a potential counterstrike to any threatening forces. Two American siblings prevented from leaving China since 2018 returned to the U.S. over the weekend, according to a U.S. official. Their release by Beijing coming shortly after the U.S. ended a legal case against top Huawei executive. Cynthia and Victor Hu returned to America after more than 3 years, during which they were not allowed to leave China under an exit ban, despite not facing criminal allegations. Their father, however, a former bank official and fugitive, is wanted in China to face fraud charges. The exit of the two Americans followed an agreement that allowed Huawei financial chief officer Meng Wanzhou to return to China from Canada after U.S. prosecutors dropped a fraud case against her. Within hours of the new deal, two Canadians were also released from China. Beijing says those arrests were not linked. Pentagon leaders will be facing Congress on the pullout of Afghanistan, as Julie Walker reports.
Hearing in front of the Armed Services Committee will be their first public testimony since the U.S. completed its pullout last month. Republicans have intensified their attacks on President Biden's decision to get out of Afghanistan, saying it leaves the U.S. more vulnerable to terrorism. They are demanding more details on the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that killed 13 American service members, along with other details. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are slated to testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is VOA News. Hundreds of internally displaced people from the eastern part of Afghanistan have been living for years in poor areas in makeshift houses. Now, they're hopeful that the Taliban government will help them to rebuild their lives, but for now, conditions have deteriorated and prices have gone up. According to Jan Egeland, the Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, millions of people in Afghanistan are facing catastrophic conditions in the upcoming winter.
There is a free fall now in the economy and the whole social fabric of Afghanistan. We will have to struggle to save lives this winter. Very many people will perish. They will not have food. They will not be able even to sustain the cold that is coming in 6-7 weeks from now. It's a race against the clock and against death.
In Afghanistan, the United Nations can still deploy the weight of its vast aid and development programs to show just how crucial its often underfunded agencies are providing stability and security. The stakes are high as Japanese governing party members vote Wednesday for four candidates seeking to replace Yoshihide Suga as prime minister. Of course, the next leader must address a pandemic-battered economy, a newly empowered military operating in a dangerous neighborhood, crucial ties with an inward-focused ally, Washington, and tense security standoffs with an emboldened China and its ally, North Korea. Republican senators have blocked a bill to keep the U.S. government funded and allow borrowing, but Democrats determined to avoid a federal shutdown say they will try again this week. The tangled efforts on Monday are not necessarily linked to President Joe Biden's big domestic policy agenda, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
The consequences of a default would be, in the words of Secretary Yellen, catastrophic. The best case scenario is the best case under this awful situation is that our country would fall into another recession, potentially erasing all the progress we have made to pull ourselves out of the COVID crisis.
Republicans reject President Biden's package is too big, and they won't vote for more borrowing to pay past debts, much of which was created by their own 2017 tax cut. And a new study out of Britain reveals that smokers have a greater chance of becoming severely ill from COVID-19 and are also more likely to die from the disease. The study, published in the medical journal Thorax, found that current smokers were 80% more likely to be admitted to the hospital and a greater number more likely to die from COVID-19. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.